Welcome back to another. Why do I always do this? As I was saying, hi guys, welcome back to another episode of It's Related.
I promise.
It's Noni.
It's Sharon.
And this is Jules.
And we want to say thank you for clicking another episode. Thank you for the love you've been showing us. And thank you for hitting 1,000 subscribers on Instagram. A thousand times thank you. Wow. So anyway, here we are. And today's topic is a little bit interesting.
Oh, very interesting.
A little bit personal. Ooh, girl. And a whole lot of related.
I promise.
So we're going to be discussing what? Sisterhood?
Sister wives. Let me tell you.
I'm going to let Sharon do this. Tell us, Sharon.
So we've heard all your requests and all your questions regarding episode one, where me and Noni shared a very interesting story that had happened between us. And we dropped a certain word called sister wives.
Sister wives.
And honestly, I was surprised by how many people have actually been in that situation where you've coincidentally ended up hooking up with the same guy at different times. Keyword, different times. Yeah. Let's actually, Noni, please define what a sister wife is before we proceed.
Okay, so there's an official definition. You were with this person, right? And then it ended. It might have not been a serious thing. It might have been like a summer fling, you know, summer loving, all of that.
Quarantine babe.
Quarantine babe, exactly. But then you find out, or like later along the line, you find in their past, in their history, that person's history, there's someone that you know that they've also hooked up with. So you and the person that they hooked up with at separate times are sister wives.
You know, when you say that, it reminded me, you know, in FBI movies when they say, there's been a history of, there's been a history of Sharon Michelle. Been a history of Madonna Michelle.
But so, yes, so it's I think the connotation behind sister wives is definitely not negative. It's not like there's no cheating, first of all. It's just, you know, you've been in a dabbling in the same pond. you've been around kind of a
but
thing.
Even if the guy was cheating, you still end up as sister wives.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he cheated. Technically you're sister wives. Yeah. But then in general, like if me and you have happened to have hooked up
with a similar love,
similar person in the past, then we're sister wives.
Yeah.
To be honest, okay, I'm gonna just get really real, real quick. So I think when I first of all, I'd never heard of the idea of sister wives until we had our first episode.
Me too, babes.
And
what?
We told you. Yeah.
No, I mean, I didn't know it was I thought me and you were just talking and we're like, sister wives.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's a thing.
Because there's also a male version, isn't there?
Exactly. I'll let you know about that. But just.
So my first time interacting with this word sister wives was when I was telling Jules on the side that, yo, me and Nones actually happened to have, you know, been with the same guy at different times. And she's like, oh, you guys are sister wives. I'm like, hang on. What is that? Who is her sister? No.
I have a sister. No, what do you mean?
What are you talking about? And, you know, the way she said it was so endearing. Like, oh, that's cute. Yeah. I'm like, no. I mean, now that we're friends, it's cute.
I think, it was not.
It was not cute at the time. Me, I had got feelings.
Because remember, Sharon is very sensitive about her.
Her love. One track.
So, which brings us to today's episode topic.
Yeah.
Can you genuinely be friends with someone who has hooked up with someone that you were dating?
Because dipped in the same pond.
A sister wife. Lovely time. Can you actually be friends with someone like that? I always thought it wasn't very possible.
Right.
Until here we are.
Here we are on a podcast.
And I genuinely like this babe.
That's it.
But then honestly, at first when I found out about you and
the man,
what do we call him?
That's my name.
Can we call him Mr. Beamer with his BMW?
I'm not even giving him the satisfaction. We can call him
whatever.
JBL, LG, Keringet,
Samsung, Dasani,
anything.
Okay, we'll call him anything. So when me and anything,
you too.
No.
Oh my God.
We're going to call him something. I need some name.
You and some name.
Boss. Anyway, you can call him Mr. Beamer. I'm okay. No, Mr. Beamer. I'm okay.
It's because his car was dope. Like, we used to drive.
Oh, he had a Beamer.
He had a drive. Okay, man, I'm just going. Anyway.
Mr. Beamer.
So, Mr. B. Let's say all the B's in the world. All the Brios.
It wasn't a Brio.
It wasn't a Brio. Let's just call him Mr. B. Mr. B. So, when me and Mr. B broke up, and then I came out to realize later on that Nones was now dealing with Mr. B. There was a gap. Oh, yeah, sorry. There was a huge gap. Yeah. Me and Nones ended up working together in the same place.
Yeah.
And because we were working in the same area, I'd see her every day. We ended up just talking about it.
Mm.
However, at the back of my head, I was like, I'm never going to be friends with this babe.
I like how she summarized the story. Like, we ended up talking about it. Like, I didn't bring myself to you.
She did.
Let me tell you what happened was. So, Shaz was with Mr. B. Almost like 2 years, I think.
Yeah, right?
A period of time. And then separated. Months passed.
Mm-hmm.
Modani now has met Mr. B, and I knew him, but like obviously, like the way you know people in Nairobi, like you know people know people. So we just started vibing, and it was casual. It was a very casual thing for me. I was like not really looking for anything serious at this time. Like it was fun. It was casual. It was what. December shenanigans rolls around, and with December shenanigans becomes. Situation shenanigans.
So the diasporans.
So the summer bunnies. What are they called?
Summer bunnies. Winter bunnies.
Right. So me, I'm there. And there was a point now with Mr. B and I, and we were hanging out a lot. Like we were doing a lot of things together in and out, what. But I just felt like there was just something. So now, as Sharon mentioned, we work together.
Yeah.
And I went up to her in the office, and mind you, now I think by this point she's probably heard around that I'm kind of involved with Mr. B. But
I think Mr. B had told me himself.
Right.
I'm trying to remember.
Right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't from me.
It wasn't from you.
Yeah, it wasn't from me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I take it upon myself to go to her, and I'm just like, listen, look. I know, you know, you know, I know. We all know.
We all know.
We've been knowing.
What's going on?
Right. And to be honest, I could see like some reluctancy, but she was like, you know what? Let's sit. Let's chat. What's up? You know?
Yeah.
And it was a conversation that we had that then I think, I don't know, I won't speak on your side, but for me, it was just like, okay, I just want to know XYZ ABC about certain things.
Me, I was the yellow pages. I'm like, girl, open me up. I'll tell you everything. I actually really enjoyed it.
More. See more.
Number 10 will shock you.
And I was shocked. But so I think initially it was awkward. I won't lie. It was so awkward. But I think the biggest thing for me is that it was different scenarios. It was different, like the I don't know to call it a relationship because it wasn't for me.
Different dynamics.
The dynamics were different.
Were completely different.
Exactly.
And the dynamics were different, and why I think it's important that we talked about it, not that situation, but just on the podcast, you know, because that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's because I think there's a certain etiquette
mm-hmm.
that because of the way Nairobi is set up, because of the way this 21st century culture is set up,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are actually in this situation. Like my DMs, I was having some girls letting me know about how that's happened to them as well.
Yeah.
And I think what I would say is there's a certain etiquette that Noni came through.
Yeah.
With that, I was like, I fucks with this girl.
Yeah,
like it was because you could have just been like, me, I don't owe you anything.
Yeah,
and that's no, because we're not auntie friends.
And that's like the that. Thing. Like that's the thing, though. I think like you can't come with ego to that kind of a situation. And even if you do, then don't interact. I had to come with a certain level of like, okay, I'm going to this babe. And 9 times out of 10, as a female, not even as Sharon, as a female, you probably will be like kind of salty to hear someone telling you about your ex. Why are you coming to me?
Right.
Asking me questions about my ex. You go find out. You go through what I went through. You go figure it out.
Like then, I had to be the one.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you the cheat codes to then now achieve. I don't know what.
What but I couldn't achieve. Right.
But I think it was just like, okay, cool. This is what it is. This is what it's not.
Yes, what it is.
And we moved on from there.
We
left it at
Jules
that.
Is just looking at us like, wow. Babe's done. Jules, have you...
Funny you should mention.
Have you ever had a sister wife?
Of course I have, you lot. Come on.
Yeah.
Noni here is my sister wife.
Let me tell you guys. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, today we are in an expose.
Gicho. Tebu.
Yeah.
But I know, but I was, I think, now to switch over on this side. I don't think there was any even animosity in any way, shape,
nothing
or form.
Nothing at all. Yeah. I was in love with him. He was the love of my life.
We were the ones in love.
Yeah.
But he's just here like, so.
Yeah. We were both, I was in love with him. Yeah. And it's just one of those. I don't know. Looking back, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but in the moment, though.
In the moment. And even at the time when you told me about him, I think me and him were back together. It's just, it's one of those people that was an on and off for many, 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 many years. Something I should have nipped in the bud a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, my journey is my journey.
We all have that one person.
This was my kryptonite. Yeah. But I had a very good friendship with Noni.
Yeah.
So, but she didn't know that this guy and me had dated because we had been broken up for so long. When me and you met in the UK, I was with someone else. Like, I didn't even tell you about him.
It's crazy because I met him in Australia. I met Jules in the UK. So we're coming to Kenya. Of course, I'm not going to bring up stories from I don't know where and then her from I don't know where.
Yeah. And I remember even thinking, Noni, you didn't know?
Yeah.
And you were like, babe, I didn't know.
Fully. It was like,
at all.
Yeah.
And even if you did, even if she did know, like, she didn't have
that, the sister code.
The loyalty. I mean, at the time, we were not, we were close, but not as close as we are now. Because we had just met maybe, you know, on the trap in London and then came back to Kenya and then I think, behind that guy, you know, did the thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, years later, we're just talking. And I'm just like, this motherfucker, I can't shake him off. Yeah. And she's like, which motherfucker? I'm like, this motherfucker. She's like, oh, shit.
Mr. Who?
Bruh, me, I said it direct. Yeah. I said, let's pause this, first of all.
First of all, I said, genuinely,
let's pause. Because as soon as she told me, when she was like, da-da-da, I was like, okay, before we carry on, I want you to know this. Because I just felt like at that point, it was like, our friendship was so solid. It was like, this is my girl.
Yeah. It didn't
so
shake
like,
me.
Yeah.
I didn't even go like, what the fuck? I was just like, you didn't know me and him had a thing before. And I asked you, where did you meet? And you told me, oh no, we're just, you know, in the club.
Yeah.
I remember you explained to me everything. So I have a visual. Yes. I have a visual of like yours is relationship. And then you immediately.
Dynamic. Let's not even call it a relationship.
I was in a relationship. I was in an on again, off again relationship.
With
and
Grace.
At the time you guys were together, we'd been off, I think, for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It had been a long time.
Yeah. The wildest thing I find though is that he didn't think to say, you know,
me, but then I don't think
he knew that you and me know each other.
They usually know. I think. I don't think, but
I don't know because this guy's a fucking psycho. Like he was also hitting on a friend of mine. Now she was being fucked up because she knew about me and this guy.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, you know, throwing lines, trying to, and then she's not telling me
because
I think she was also feeling that story. And I'm like, you cheeky, my pal.
Yeah.
Is that how?
What are you talking about?
So he had a track record of doing that. So sometimes I didn't even like introducing him to my friends, but that just shows you how toxic that relationship was.
But
when Noni told me about him, in fact, you came at me like look, you even asked me, you were kind of just like, are you sure
that
this is the guy for you? Because you know me and you know him.
I was like,
I don't know. Just like, you know.
I said, I think I was like, are you trying to have fun or is it him?
I'm like, no, I knew it wasn't him, but I just couldn't shake him off. I tried so many times. Yeah. And then eventually I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're sister wives. Then we moved on. And we even discussed him. We're like, what are his toxic traits?
Oh, I remember you
told me a few things. And I was like, yes.
Yep.
So I'm not crazy. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next question. Do you think you and your sister wife can genuinely have like a dope ass relationship, friendship thereafter? Because this is something I struggled with Noni at the beginning. Because at first I was like, I shouldn't be friends with her. Like, this is what the world
says. You feel like you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You feel like you shouldn't be.
And you know what makes you worry even more, which was weird because I really have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You find yourself always thinking, okay, but if that happened, like if you're attracted to the same, or a guy is attracted to the both of you, because you know how men can come in between women.
Mm-hmm.
You always think, man,
I wasn't threatened by Noni because she was so forthcoming.
Yeah.
But I think if it was another female
who
came to me and then I could see she's hiding some things, I'd be like, I can't even be your
can't
friend because there's something
shady.
Bro, my trousers
even. Yeah, you take. Yeah. Whatever it is. But I think like, it takes a certain level of maturity on both parts.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if someone came to me, I think I would definitely initially have that like feeling, that kawaru, like, what's going on? And then you start the comparison, you start the what. And sometimes there's actually just no comparison. It's just a situation where you met, there was banter, or there was a whatever initial like physical attraction, and it happened, kind of a thing, you know? But true. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Nairobi is small.
I think that's the other thing.
Yeah. The thing is, Nairobi is very, very small. Mm. So you're bound to meet a sister. Because at the time, you discover your sister wives after the fact.
Yeah.
Right? Either through cheating, but usually it's not through cheating. It's like you're out somewhere having a drink.
A coincidence.
And then I'm like, hey, let me tell you about this guy. And you're like, oh, stop.
Me too, me honey. Too. Me too.
What's that song? Same chick. Is it Usher?
Same girl.
Yeah.
Same girl.
When he's like describing what the chick has,
how does
like
the lover like, of my life and your potential wife be the
same girl?
Same nigga.
Yeah, so you're bound to meet
somebody
who is your sister wife. I think it just depends on how recent your relationship to this person at the present moment. Are you still salty?
Mm-hmm.
Are you over it? Are you, what's the situation?
And
this sister wife, is she even her, what's her relationship with that person?
And
if she's still feeling him, or you're still feeling him, or both of y'all are still
feeling
what
him. Happens if both of y'all
or you just found out that this person actually cheated on you with this girl, then that's when it's a bit of an issue. But I still think there is chance to become friends, especially if none of you are dating him currently. And that's an opportunity to grow.
That's an opportunity to grow
as a person. You grow in relationships. You don't grow alone. I feel like you learn about yourself in relationships. So if you're able to exchange notes.
So if
basically
there was a code of conduct for sister wives. What would
Sharon
it be?
Wants rules.
Like, I like a structure so that if you've broken a certain rule here or there, you're liable, you're accountable.
Yeah.
But how do you now engage from that point? Like, can you go back to the same guy?
What if you're friends?
A good question.
Have you called deep?
Like, if me and you we've talked and you're like, fuck that guy.
I'll come to you as a woman.
That happened between me and you. Did you take me back to him?
I did.
But I think the person cared less.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because I went back.
Imagine if I had.
Can you imagine?
That
shouldn't be
for real.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that way.
But because she knew this was
I think if you're in love, you call dibs.
Yeah. That could be the rule.
If you're in love, you call dibs.
Or you are the one who.
What if I'm in love also? What if I'm also in love?
Oh, actually, and where does the man play?
And then, like, what if I'm in love and he's in
just
love with me?
Stay away. Both of you stay away. Like, actually, what the? Wow.
But you know, for me, it's also a thing of, like, what if, like, okay, forget love, but fuck that shit. But
fuck that shit.
If, like, let's say now, and I think this is, like, me, I'm putting you on the hot seat right now.
Oh, I am in the hot seat. Burn, baby.
Like, now me and Mr. B, if we're homies and we're friends,
let me step away from the mic.
And let me tell you guys, I'm not asking Sharon this before. I'm asking her right now.
Oh my god! Can we just take this on the side?
No, because
you want to actually ask me if you can get back with him?
I just want the listeners
to understand.
Yeah,
you know,
Sharon is very sensitive about this.
Anybody have sanitizer? Because this is about to go down. No, my thing is this. I think you
get into a consensual.
No, listen.
No. First of all.
I think, okay, can I speak?
Yes.
My thing is this. Because I cannot deal with these women. I want to go to the Mexa Open podcast.
Okay.
So, listen. What I was trying to say is, Jules, stop laughing.
I'm not even laughing.
She cut my hands.
What I was going to say is, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
I think where Noni's friendship and I is at now, I consider you more... You're not just a sister wife. Like, you're my girl, sister, homie. I think now you owe it to me not to... But I'm so over
but
him.
But what if she
falls
in love?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm so over him.
No,
okay,
you know,
what
you
I would
guys,
say,
you've taken this far. I'm not talking about going back with Mr. B and dating him.
Yeah.
I'm saying if we are homies.
Oh,
like,
no,
we
of
hang
course
out.
Homies. I think
really? Do you know I'd feel some type of way?
Really?
Like, imagine. Yeah, I'd feel, if you're being honest, I'd feel
I
some
don't
type
know.
Of way. And I know I'm the one in the homie situation. Like, if everyone had to be homies, it would be me and him being homies. If it was like roles were reversed and then you were home, like, okay, like you know, you're just like, oh, you know, like Mr. B and I are going to catch a drink, and it's vibes, like chill vibes, not relationship, whatever. Uh-huh. Or like I'm having a barbecue and he pulls up or whatever. I'd be like, of all the niggas you have to invite, this is the nigga you just
get. Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I would be lying if I said I wouldn't feel some type of way. I might not do anything about it, yeah, but internally I'd be like, okay.
I think two factors. Because I am, honestly, we've parted ways, I've moved on, I could care less about him and his situations. I think it would be...
Which are many, by the way. Beyond
But we wish him all the best. We wish him all the best.
Diplomatic answer.
But I think it would be because now I hold you to a different standard in my life.
Yeah.
So I would expect a very different approach to the situations that I've had in my life. The same way even with you, like now that we're friends, if I sense at all that someone is trying to hit me up, someone who's hit you up, I'll be like, no, look at this person. Look at what they're doing. You know, now I think our loyalty is together. Whereas before, my loyalty was with him.
However,
so you were the one coming.
Point of order.
Again, lovely.
Nairobi's a dot.
Indeed.
What do you see? We are not many. Like, maybe the option.
You can't be claiming the ones you've had, the ones you're going to have, the ones you're having.
The ones you have already. Yeah. I'm selfish.
If some girl was a hoe, and she becomes my friend, and she has a big
past.
We're not judging, by the way. I don't want a girl. Girl, if you were sexually liberated, do your thing. But if she has had many sexual partners, and then we're close. And she happens to be the kind of girl who's like very possessive about the men she's had sexual relationships with. And then I meet one of these people because everybody's adults. And the social circles tend to intersect quite often.
Yeah.
And then you start having a thing with this person who she's told you is a person in her past. This chick, she already has her own husband, relationship.
Like she's gone past it, she's gone past. She's still a person in her past.
Would that affect? And that's usually my question, because there's so many factors to consider.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, how long do you claim
this person? That's a good question. Past? Can I answer
because
this?
Because you have
First of all,
you have married women out here. They are married with their third children.
Children?
And the fourth one is coming. Okay, and they have bought a house. And now they are getting a third.
A driver named Charles.
Yes. And their kids are in Montessori. And life is good. And they have an
ex. Now, when I kunywa croissant hapo at cafe.
Na sisi bado hatujapata moto. Okay. And there's somebody. There's somebody is talking to me. And I'm scared to tell her because it's not happened, but I'm seeing it could be a possibility that something you meet someone who, like, how long do you claim somebody?
There has to be an expiry date.
Let me tell you, I agree.
Women need to be mature enough.
I think the expiry date is purely upon you who's going to now start seeing this guy. You have to be the one to go and say that, hey, look, Mans has been hitting on me.
And this is how I feel
this
about
is how
it.
I feel
and I'm
about
feeling
it. Before you actually start hooking up with
Word.
This guy.
Yeah. Before you
because
go on the date.
This has happened to me. Yeah. Actually, this has happened to me. And this is why I'm personally so pissed off by it. Because it happened to me with this girl, fellow babe, Buku media industry. I won't say her name. But I was so vexed. And to all the women listening out here, please listen.
Because she came to you after
she
the
came
fact?
To, yeah.
After they've already gone on a date.
Listen. You can't, and then you're coming, you come and ask for permission. Not permission, but you come and ask for, redemption.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever you're coming to as a woman, don't come to me as a woman after you've already committed the murder.
You've already done
kindly,
it.
Kindly, please. Because then really, what are you coming to tell me? So I think it's better. You expiry date is expiry date, but you have to be at least cognizant of the fact that someone, your friend needs to be aware, just so that also they don't feel like you've come at them sideways. I think transparency in situations like that is everything, which is why with Noni, I liked that she was very forthcoming.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had some sort of agency. Like, okay, I have I have a say.
Right.
Even if I don't. But it's nice to feel like you have a say.
I
have a say.
That's true.
Butter me up, sis, you know? And that's what I feel like I was robbed of in that other situation.
Maybe she was scared of you.
But if you're scared, why is that thing so wrong that you're scared?
And it's true.
Of
I'm trying to
if it's that wrong, don't do it. That devil can kiss my ass. Because if it's that... why am I so angry? I'm sorry. I didn't know it was...
I can't.
Okay, if you're listening to this, you know yourself. Like, yeah, you know I'm yourself. Sorry, yeah, I'm over it.
No, you are. No, you are. But you know what, babe?
It has to be
absolutely. If I was in your position, I'd feel the same way. Mm. Yeah, I would feel the same way. But I'm also now just trying to ask myself, okay, how long will I allow myself to hold on to this guy?
I think,
and how many babes will have to come to me and tell me, by the way, see who, you know?
If you had to put a timeline, I would say 6 months. 6 months is you have to do the first review and check yourself. Because after check yourself. It doesn't mean you have to be at the point of
I think it depends on the relationship. It depends on the relationship because also now
the relationship they had, the relationship how long
they had, and the relationship you had with your friend.
Yeah.
Because this person, for instance, wasn't actually very close to me,
right? Yeah.
But the person she was with was very like in my heart. Mm. So even if we're not that much, even if she knew who I was just as an in my existence, and I've had like lunch with her, whatever.
And you're in the same circles.
We're in the same circles.
Yeah.
You're more than acquaintance. You're not best friends, but you're not.
I expected better from her.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's how to assess when is the expiry date. Mm-hmm. Does the person expect better from you or not? Mm. If you can't answer that question, probably you shouldn't.
Probably
do it.
You know what?
If you can answer it, then fine. If that could be a day, maybe you just hooked up with the guy, or this is a clan day you met on the night. Yeah. Things happened, and you know you need to ask yourself, ooh, will it be an offense? To that person. Yeah.
And by the way, this Sister Wives is for the females, but you know, for the men, there's also Eskimo Brothers. The same thing, you know? Men who have had sex with the same partner at different points in time. And sometimes, as Jules says, it can be considered offensive. So guys, if you're listening here, if your boy came and told you,
hey, I'm bringing that chick. You guys are Eskimo
brothers, man.
Like Mr.
You've
B.
been in the same igloo.
You know, actually, there's another name for it. Tunnel bros.
What?
Why is it
hollow?
It's all tunnels and igloos.
Imagine. We're going to come up with another
tunnel
name.
Tunnel brothers. Tunnel.
But okay.
Tunnel. That's where sister wives.
Yeah.
Sister wives sounds so much better.
We should call them. Maybe we can call them like
brother
like,
husbands.
No. We also get a derogatory name for us, like sausage wives.
Yeah.
Or like
zucchini brothers.
Zucchini brothers.
Eggplant brothers.
Brought to you.
No,
guys.
Eggplant wives.
Wives,
yeah.
Eggplant
now wives.
We are your eggplant wives.
Yeah, because
So we're not sister wives.
Brothers. Oh. No, we're watermelon eggplant wives.
Okay. Watermelon brothers.
Boss.
The hell.
The guys. The men have shared a watermelon.
No, maybe us as the female.
Oh, it's us.
It's not you.
I thought we were changing.
Welcome to the podcast, Sharon. What's Sharon saying?
I thought we were trying to give one for
the women. Sister wives.
For brothers.
Because they're calling us.
No, tunnel. Igloo.
Igloo.
So that's what we're calling them. Eggplant.
Eggplant bros. Yeah.
Eggplant.
Which one is bigger between an eggplant and a
zucchini? Wives. Eggplant wives.
We are eggplant wives.
Yeah.
You two are eggplant wives.
Eggplant wives. Not sister wives.
Yes.
If they're you tunnel know,
Jules,
brothers,
zucchini wife.
Could me and you ever
girl,
be?
Girl, we need to have a chat on this side because we just might.
Okay. I feel like everyone should be more forthcoming, like Modoni Mishiri.
Just tell her. And an FYI, I think it doesn't matter your body count.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't want to make it look like we're out here saying, oh, you know,
yeah,
we ain't hoes, but you a hoe.
Yeah.
You know, it's your
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what
real,
it is.
For real.
Your body count is your body count.
So is that one rule that we have? There's an expiration date.
Yes.
It's not as black and white as that. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Tell the other person.
Tell the other. Yeah. If the gut feeling within you is telling you, I think I need to mention
she
this.
Will be shocked.
Go and mention it to her sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't take it well, also prepare yourself for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what happens if she says no?
Prepare yourself.
Do you go ahead?
Yeah, no.
Actually, are you asking for permission?
No, you're not asking,
you're asking,
by the way. You're
ever.
Just telling
informing.
Her.
Informing.
And just know the possibility is that she'll take it well or she'll act like she's taking it well and then it affects your relationship.
Right.
You know, but how can I block love and my
love? You already have love.
Who am I to stop
block love?
Imagine. And love.
Whomst am I?
Imagine. I'm seeing these two could be something and then I'm there, I'm kemyeng, yet I'm not with that guy.
Right.
Unless I'm still in love with
him.
Exactly. You know.
Which is a whole different issue.
Which is a whole different issue. And even if you're still in love with him, imagine, let them. Because you are not the
apple of the eye?
Yeah.
He's the apple of his eye.
You're not the apple of his eye at that point in time. Yeah. So Achana Nayo, why are you some tabishana? And then when you tell her no, you think
Now, you think it won't go on?
My friend, it'll just be a secret.
They just won't tell you. Yeah. Everyone else will know. You will just be there thinking.
And in fact, you even create more passion for them.
Exactly.
Because
it's unrequited love.
Forbidden fruit.
They're like, wow.
Hey, Adam and Eve.
Don't tell anybody.
It can be so sweet for them.
You're so sweet. Kenyan proverbs. It was so sweet.
So sweet.
Mad.
Hey, I believe we have come to the end.
Word.
Can I just say one more thing, Sharon? Can I please say?
No, me. I just want people to tell your people and be humble about it and be ready for their response, because you are only in control of you. Mm. You can't control how someone reacts to what you tell them.
Right.
That's it.
Kwa hayo machache.
Sharon, you have to do your thing. Mm-hmm. The Kiswahili one. Just do it. Just, can you give us that outro?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Now she doesn't know.
Can you outro with that?
Thank you.
Okay.
I can't look at you because I laugh. Okay. I'm going to look away now.
I don't know what to say. Okay. Kwa majina kamili nataka kusema tumekuja hapa, mpenzi mtazamaji, tumefika hapa kwenye mwisho wa hii podcast. Tunataka kusema tumeshukuru sana kwa matamshi haya ya marafiki zangu Jules na Noni.
Naam.
Lakini
naam. Naam.
Lakini kwa hayo machache, liwe liwalo.
Anyway guys, catch you on the next episode and remember, it's related.
I promise.
Oh, by the way, before you go, we've actually been getting all your amazing listener notes. So I'm just going to play a couple of them. And remember, you can always send in your listener notes. We love getting them. And let us know what topics you want us to talk about. And also how you relate with the topics that we go through. So hit us up. Won't you come on, give
me more? Morning, ladies. I'm a fan. Don't know if I should stay anonymous or my voice can be tricked out, but I am a fan. Thank you so much for coming together to bring life to my breakfast and my mornings and my everyday struggle. But keep at it. Go down into specifics. Give us all the tea. No need to name drop. But yeah, you guys are doing an amazing job. You ladies are doing an amazing job. My bad.
I for one, I'm Tim Will and Jada, open marriage or not. But that being said, great episode, guys. I think in Kenya, we really need to stop hiding behind monogamy and Christianity and condoning disgusting behavior like cheating. And just really probably start discussing consensual, you know, non-monogamous forms of marriage, which might actually work for some people. So yeah, great episode.